Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents On the Record, sponsored by Horizon Services. Now, here's Debbie Calden.
I was trying to decide what story to record for this week's On the Record podcast, and I'm actually recording this on Wednesday, January 25th. And one of the first things that I saw when I woke up this morning and looked at my Facebook was a friend of mine who was a friend of Butch Trucks had posted that Butch Trucks, the drummer from the Allman Brothers, had died. And I immediately sent a text to my friend to ask if there were any more details. And then I started doing a Google search to see if there was any confirmation, you know, from other sources. Because in these times, it's very important to not just go on one source for news. You know, it needs to be verified. It's crucial to have several different dependable, reliable sources to back up whatever information is being put out there. So I kept looking. I went to Butch Trucks' personal Facebook page and saw that a lot of people who had been friends of his and even some family members on his Facebook page had written that he had died. Still no details and still no official, like Rolling Stone magazine or New York Times or Washington Post kind of confirmation. So I texted DeBella and just said, I'm reading this and, you know, if you want to look into it and see if you find out anything. By the time I got into work, there were more RIPs and condolences on Butch's Facebook page, and there were some mentions on Twitter as well, but still no official confirmation. So warily, we went on the air and said that we had read reports on Butch's Facebook page that he had died. And then sadly, you know, an hour or so afterwards, their official confirmation did start to come in from all different kinds of sources. It really gave me pause, though, because being on the air, when you get news like that, you have to be very careful. You do not, as I said, want to report news that hasn't been confirmed, some might call alternative facts. But of course, part of our job responsibility on the radio is to bring breaking news to our audience. It made me recall the time when the helicopter that Stevie Ray Vaughan was a passenger on crashed on the side of a ski hill at Alpine Valley Resort in Wisconsin, summer of 1990, and all five people on board the helicopter were killed. Eric Clapton was not on that helicopter. However, his agent and bodyguard and a tour manager were all on that flight. Stevie Ray Vaughan had just been performing with Eric Clapton. So anyway, this news was coming in, and I was on the air at WYSP, and now, again, think of the time, 1990. This is way before social media, even cell phones. I mean, we might have had bag phones. I don't even remember. But, you know, it just, news did not travel as quickly then as it does now. This is when, you know, you just start getting in, like, a few reports via the wire, you know, via an AP news wire. And it took hours for news to actually be confirmed and to hit. And I remember it being very hit or miss that day. First of all, we got reports that a helicopter had crashed, but that nobody had been killed. And then we got reports that some members of Eric Clapton's entourage had been killed. I remember specifically getting one report saying that Stevie Ray Vaughan was still alive, and then going on the air with that because it came across the wire, and then having to go back on the air afterwards when we found out that, no, sadly, Stevie Ray Vaughan had been killed in that crash. I was on the air last year when the news first started coming over that Prince had died. And again, you start seeing things, you know, just here and there on Facebook or Twitter. I was reluctant to mention it on the air right away until I got some verification. That came pretty quickly. And again, in this day and age, confirmation does usually come fairly rapidly after you start seeing these scattered and random posts. There have been actually a number of times when I've been on the air and I've had to break news of somebody's death, or I was on the air literally as all the events of 9/11 unfolded, trying to make sense of all of that and to present it in a cohesive, coherent, factual way. And there's an awesome responsibility that we have on the air in the media. Even though we may be personally devastated by news, we have to try at least to maintain a cool, calm demeanor, rational, even though we may be feeling very emotional. And in addition to all these thoughts going through my head today after first seeing the news about Butch Trucks, I also thought about Andre's most recent podcast where he talks about don't put off going to see those bands that you want to go see. Butch Trucks was supposed to be in the area in March. He won't be now. Go out and support live music. Go out and see your rock and roll heroes because they won't be with us forever. Rest in peace, Butch Trucks.
MGK's On the Record, sponsored by Horizon Services. Call Horizon Services for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. They promise to respect you. They promise to be on time. They wear protective booties in your home. They do not play pricing games. And they come out at your convenience anytime. Call 1-800-999-1995 or visit horizonservices.com.